W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Howdy, hi, and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for checking in with us. Hey, thanks to anybody who caught our live stream on Monday of the Wednesday show.
Bam.
That'll mess with your head a little bit. Yes, the Wednesday show streamed live on Monday. What?
Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it.
Well, I don't think you can. It's a private video. So if you missed it, you missed it.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, just saying next time.
Next time.
Catch us on the flip.
Yeah, we'll figure out what's going on and if we want to do it on Facebook, if we want to do it on YouTube, and we'll send out a Facebook notification. We'll figure something out.
We'll do this.
It's a fun thing. Glad we're able to get the sweet, sweet audio to go with the video because that was the hang up a while ago. All right, let me see what we got here. Oh, it's only got the wide shot of us. Ha-ha. Mm-hmm. Ha-ha. There we go. You know what? Let's draw a little box around Kareem. There he is. All right. There's one. Let's see if I can add that. Yeah. I'll draw a box around Jason. Oh, we'll go over to Jason there. Ooh, we pan over to Jason. Yeah. Mm. That's great. And then we pan over to me. Oh, no. Now we've lost connection. All right.
We're working out the kinks.
Yeah. I mean, they're a good 8 feet from each other right now, so I can see where the problem would be.
I definitely know where it is.
Really is. It's all good. It's all good.
Don't worry about it.
This is an audio podcast, and first and foremost. Coming up on the show today, we have a follow-up story.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, those are the great. We stay on those stories like nobody's business. We have a sniper that wasn't, and a drive-through punching. Hmm. It didn't end that way. Listen, everyone's okay. Everyone is absolutely okay. Wasn't a joke. Anywho. That was scary. Okay.
Yeah.
Enough with that. Thank God we're not live now.
Thank goodness.
Right. So we got that.
I flipped my hat back around, so.
That's fine. And I've turned the thermostat back down so that we're not going to cook in here.
Oh.
At 8 o'clock, the thermostat goes back up to a higher temperature, which usually isn't a big deal because I'm not here, but or I'm out in the outer office.
And that's fine.
But if I'm in here, it just gets hot. It's hot. So
nothing better than being in a room with you two guys when it's hot.
Hat. It's hot. That's what I'm saying.
Stand up the windows.
All right. So we'd like to start the Friday show with a little chit-chat. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, Andrew Luck, who's a 29-year-old NFL quarterback, an elite level quarterback, some could say.
He's the most overrated quarterback in fucking NFL history.
Well, some would argue it's Ben Roethlisberger, but moving on.
Ben Roethlisberger has won 2 Super Bowls and been to 3.
Uh-huh. Did he do that by himself?
Huh?
The first Super Bowl he went to, was that all Ben?
No.
Any of them all Ben? No, they weren't.
Yeah, but he's better quarterback than Andrew Luck.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Yeah. We'll never know because Andrew Luck is retired.
What?
He has been injured the past couple of years. And he has decided that he doesn't want to play football anymore. And that was supposed to be announced on Sunday at a press conference. It ended up getting leaked during the preseason game on Saturday.
Oh, man, assholes.
Which is kind of unfortunate because they had to go ahead and deal with that because you
don't get the fuck out of here. Oh my God. I just saw another ad that was ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So now He's leaving, and basically at the height of his career, roughly the same age as, and I'm just saying age, Kareem, so settle down before you jump down my throat, same age range as a Barry Sanders and a Jim Brown when they walked away from the NFL. That's the only thing I'm putting them in common. They're in the NFL, and they're about the same age when they retired. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think anybody is comparing them in terms of skill level. Those two are Hall of Famers, all-time greats.
You're not doing it, but there were a lot of people on Twitter yesterday who were comparing him to Jim Brown, to Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and those guys. And that was part of my like, nah.
Oh, okay. So before we go forward, I have to check this out. So there's a dude in Dallas, and I have not heard this, so this is going to be new to all of us at the same time. His name is Dale Hansen, and he is reacting to Andrew Luck's retirement. This guy's usually pretty even-handed and calls out nonsense. So let's take a listen.
Injuries to players like Devin Smith and Jalen Smith is why the reaction to Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's decision to retire is so incredibly stupid. Luck has a long list of injuries from playing this game, a concussion, a lacerated kidney, torn cartilage in the shoulder that kept him out a year, rib and ankle injuries too. So he decides to walk away while he still can. And fans at the Colts game Saturday night actually booed him as he walked off the field. How stupid do you have to be? How bad does your life have to be that you think booing Andrew Luck or even criticizing him, as some guy on Fox did, is somehow the right response? Some people are just too stupid to breathe the same air that we breathe, and a lot of them live in Indiana. But a lot of them go to football games everywhere, too. Football fans who will cheer the player who beats up a woman, drives drunk and kills people, cheer the player who uses illegal drugs, and will cheer the player who cheats to win, boo a 29-year-old man who has been in constant pain for 4 years because he chooses his life over money. I might be as stupid as so many of you tell me I am, but I have never been that stupid.
So he alluded to this. The fans in Indianapolis booed Andrew Luck at the end of the game as he was leaving the field with his former teammates. It just really rubbed me the wrong way, man. I get it. I know it's your team. You went from thinking you're going to be really good to going, oh, our quarterback is Jacoby Brissett and we're going to win three games.
I don't think they didn't boo him because he retired because of injuries. I think they booed him for his timing.
Okay.
So
here comes Kareem's excuses. No, excuse factory.
If you do this before the off season or well, maybe before the draft.
Or, yeah, but he might not have realized.
Then the organization has a chance to do things.
Sure, but
if you're retiring the game before the game that's the beginning of the season, hell yeah, you're going to get booed because they thought you were their quarterback for this season. And I don't think it's about the injuries. I think it's the timing more than anything. So, you know, you going into the season, that was literally supposed to be the dress rehearsal game because nobody plays anybody that's going to have any significance next week.
Right.
And you're finding this out during that game.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the reaction you're going to get.
Jason, thoughts?
I don't know what's going on in his life and why he made the decision to say it then when he did, but I mean, it's his body, man. Like, if he wants to quit, fucking dude had a lacerated kidney. Like, I mean, come on, dude. Like, that's some. He's been fucking for the last 4 years. This is what's been going on. All this shit. I mean, let him fucking quit. And who knows how hard he got hit last week or during practice or what happened.
He hasn't played a practice all fucking summer.
And here's the other thing. He might have walked into training camp going, you know what? I'm gonna give it a go. I think I can do it. Not sure. My teammates are relying on me. And he got there and he just couldn't do it. Look, I had a telemarketing job once and I reached a point where I went in, I could not pick up the phone anymore. could not do, physically could not do it, and I had to walk away.
I once had a job where I was working at a rent-to-own place, mm-hmm. and I had a job where I had to go take a refrigerator from a person's house because they hadn't paid their bill for a month. Mm-hmm. Went there, and it was a woman whose husband, she'd said, was no longer around, had three kids, was living off of like the 29 Palms base, and I was helping move her food into a ice chest. And the next day I said that I couldn't do that job and I got called a pussy. I got followed around town. I got shit said to me because I quit that job because I wasn't going to fucking do that ever again.
So you understand Andrew Luck's pain.
I'm just saying, I get it when something you fucking just can't do it. You can't do it again. Like you can't, you know, I mean,
So the guy on Fox that Dale Hansen was referencing is Doug Gottlieb, who tweeted, "Retiring because rehabbing is too hard is the most millennial thing ever." To which CM Punk, a retired pro wrestler, said, "Complaining about a grown man making a decision about his own life is the pumpkin spice latte of the most millennial things ever." which I found to be incredibly funny. Daniel Dale, who I follow, who is a he's the fact checker guy. He fact checks Trump and other politicians. Mm-hmm. He replied, "You only appear on my feed when you have an extremely bad take, which unfortunately means you're there all the time." Yeah. Troy Aikman ripped him. Britt McHenry said, "With all the pro football you've played, I can see where you're coming from."
You got roasted, huh?
But hold on. I have one more. Brandon McCarthy, who I believe is a Major League Baseball player, or was. Let me make sure this is the same guy. Yes, he is a retired baseball player. Said, "Congrats on winning cuntiest take, you imbecile." Fuck, man. He got skewered. Look, I'm sorry, but Troy Aikman ripped him a new one, and rightfully so. The interesting thing, Mike Golick, "Doug, come on, I hope you're kidding and not just looking for attention. That's just a ridiculous take." Hey, Golick, shut up. I'm just saying. I'm not a Colts fan, so I it's not really that big of an effect on me. The person I've looked at is in this situation amongst all of the others is Richard Sherman. He was a teammate of Andrew Luck's at Stanford, and he had some things to say about it. He said, "Thank you, Drew, for everything you gave this game. You're an amazing teammate and an even better friend. Wish you nothing but the best for your next endeavor. I know you'll be even greater in your next chapter." He also tweeted, "This is a very rough game. Most people who have not played this level will never understand what we put our bodies through season after season. We don't need the sympathy because this is what we signed up for. But to boo a man that battled for that city is disgraceful."
Do you hear that jerk? Like I said, it's not about the fact that he quit. You quit.
Oh, look.
But if you quit, you quit the game before the season starts. Yes, you deserve to get booed. You're going to get booed because you did not give your organization a chance to do something different.
You know what they get? He gave them a chance to get the number one draft pick next year.
No, they're not going to get the number one draft pick next year because the rest of the team that they built around them is too good for them to be. Have the number one.
I think there's a guy out there that can play some football, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe they'll call Kaepernick.
Yeah. Yeah.
They won't.
If they're smart, that's what they would do, right?
I don't know that. Look, as much as I have no issue with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, I will tell you this. That is the definition of a mediocre NFL quarterback. I'm not saying there aren't a bunch of players who aren't as good as him in the league. He mediocre.
Yeah, but Andrew Luck was overrated.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Point blank, period.
All right. So moving on. Ben and Jerry's. And we've talked about Ben and Jerry's before. Wow.
Conversation.
Wow.
I did not even turn away or try to stifle it because that's just how I felt about it.
Ben and Jerry's is back on the social justice bandwagon. I believe they're leading it, actually, in certain ways. they published an article on their website on August 23rd. titled 1619 to 2019, From Slavery to Mass Incarceration. A cartoon timeline with slavery 1619 to 1865, Jim Crow 1877 to the 1960s. They left out 12 years there. Redlining 1934 to 1968, and mass incarceration from the 70s to present. So I guess 69 was a good year to be black?
No, because that was your, Martin died in 68, 69.
No, I'm just going by this timeline here.
They had local leaders trying to rise up, the Plant Panthers and stuff like that, right?
Going by the timeline they laid out there.
Yeah.
So basically, they start out by they lay out what happened, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't have time for the whole thing. But say, America, after 400 years, don't you feel like it's finally time to honestly discuss the legacy of slavery? This is an ice cream company. The effects of slavery in America. America was built by enslaved people. They built the Capitol. They built Wall Street. They built the White House. It wasn't just some kind of unfortunate regional quirk. It was an economic engine for the entire country. For more than two centuries, white Americans profited from forced black labor. So when slavery officially came to an end in 1865, efforts to subject black lives and communities to state control did not. Jim Crow laws, which emerged a decade or so after the Civil War, effectively legalized segregation in all aspects of American life for the next 100 years. But Jim Crow was even more brutal than that. Jim Crow was a century of state-sponsored terror against black people intended to maintain the pre-war racial hierarchy.
Boom.
As much as I would like to give Ben and Jerry credit for doing this, New York Times actually ran a series or called 1619.
Sure.
So that's kind of, and then this is the anniversary of the first slaves, which started in 1619. So it was an anniversary that probably would have went unnoticed had the lady from the New York Times not come up with the idea for.
Sure.
The black lady from the New York Times who came up with the idea to do an article on.
Well, here are the white people who make ice cream making other white people aware of it.
Yes.
Because not everyone's going to read an article by a black lady in the New York Times.
It was a bunch of black people in the New York Times.
Right.
But again, thank you, Jim, Ben and Jerry, for doing it.
Right. And so one of the other parts of it is the past is not the past. The past matters. There's a direct line from slavery to the fact that the average black family has only 10 cents for every dollar held by the average white family. There's a direct line from slavery to the fact that black people, while only 13% of the overall population, make up 40% of the prison population. Slavery isn't something from the distant past. Its impact is felt and seen right now, particularly by black Americans every single day. So it's a good read and probably a little less intense than the New York Times article if you want to take it easy on yourself. And then at the end, they ask people to join the movement and sign up. And they have 104,000 signatures so far.
Good job, Ben and Jerry.
So it's, go away. Hey, everybody wants to know where I live. Mm-hmm. So we've moved on. We've moved on. Have you noticed that every website wants to know where you are?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
How about you? I tell you where my balls are.
You know, they're on a jar in Florida.
Yep. You know. I know how to do it.
Call back. All right. So in Wisconsin, a man explains what led him to flee the police. Let's take a listen into our friends at WISN in Milwaukee. Yep.
Step out. Only on 12, a medicine run police chase. Police stopped Robert Seal at a local pharmacy for driving erratically. Police say he then led them on a chase and crashed into a squad car. But Seal says there's a reason for his actions.
Only on 12, he tells our Kent Wainscott why he fled from police.
Come on, I gotta get going.
Okay, I control the traffic stop. You don't.
What did you pull me over for?
65-year-old Robert Seal says he resisted officers because they were too aggressive when they stopped him early Wednesday morning in this Walgreens parking lot, and he was afraid.
Step out!
Step out of the car.
We're not asking, we're telling. Step out!
He started screaming, get out of the car, get out of the car. And I said, no, I'm not going to.
Seal says he was on his way to pick up pain medication and claims the after effects of a recent surgery left him disoriented.
I was really dizzy and I just couldn't get it together.
Why were you dizzy?
Because of the surgery.
So you think you were impaired?
Yes, I was, and I probably shouldn't have drove because of that.
But he did, and when the officers stepped away from his car, he took off, saying today that he just wanted to go home.
Sia left this Walgreens parking lot and headed down this road about a mile and a half to his home with officers in pursuit. But he doesn't believe that it played out exactly the way the officers described.
Approximately 90 miles an hour.
I was probably going about 50, so I was over the speed limit.
They said 90.
They said 90, but I was never going that fast.
We showed Seal the police body and dash cam video.
You crossed the center line multiple times.
Wow. Officers check Seal's
including this close call.
Stop it. You just 10-50 my squad.
And you don't remember hitting a squad.
No, not really.
Once at his home, Seal was tasered and arrested.
I think my officers did a very good job in trying to handle it. I think Mr. Seal's actions and reaction to that traffic stop that caused it to go on as it did.
Seal now faces multiple felony charges.
You think you're going to prison over this?
I hope not, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want to.
In Pleasant Prairie, I'm Kent Wainscott, WISN 12 News.
Okay.
He better put his ass in prison.
All right. So we just came off of that Ben and Jerry's piece. That was obviously a white guy.
He better send, they better send his ass straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I will point out, was it last week or the week before, the lady from Oklahoma, who was also about 65, who got sassy with an officer on a stop and then drove off. And there were people that were trying to argue, oh no, that's just this or that. No, that's the driving definition of white privilege. To think you're going to just drive off from a police stop like that.
The fact that you're going to talk to the cop, like,
what are you pulling me over for?
Tell me what you pulled me over for. Tell me what you pulled me over for.
That guy watches way too much Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Straight into jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. This motherfucker don't get no jail time. Every black person in Milwaukee who did something less should be released.
Now, I will say this. That dude looks really good for 65. Because if you just looked at him, he doesn't seem to have much in the way of gray hair. He's got a mustache. I would have guessed dude was like 50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Late 50s maybe.
Oh, I would say like 52, 53. Mm. I mean, he looked good. He looked good for...
He looks jail worthy.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true.
You guys are ridiculous.
Careful there. Don't spill that Coke.
Hey, he didn't... All he got was tased. He didn't get no ass whooping or nothing.
Oh, well,
no,
just like the lady in Oklahoma.
Exactly.
A little tasing. Yeah. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
That's what you get. All right. So Kareem sent me this story, and I'm not super familiar with it. So let's check it out. It's the sniper that wasn't.
Extremely disappointing. We expect our deputy sheriffs to withhold a higher or held to a higher standard. And unfortunately, in this case, he did not act to that standard. But I'd like to reiterate to the citizens of Lancaster, your community is safe. There's no one on the loose in that community. I apologize for the inconvenience that was imposed on you, but I'm very happy to say that your community is safe at this time. Absolutely, the sheriff would send a very strong message, but I have to also add that everyone is afforded due process, whether you're a private citizen or your deputy sheriff, and his due process will be served.
Bitch.
Okay. So one morning last week and we see this story about this sheriff deputy
in LA County.
In LA County who had a sniper fire on him.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the fucking SWAT team, the helicopter, like they shut down the whole fucking part of town.
Like, well, to be fair, it was Lancaster, so there's not much going on there.
They evacuated an apartment building because he said that the sniper shot came from the roof of one of the apartment buildings.
Sure.
So they evacuated apartment buildings. They shut down. They did like a whole perimeter sweep, like everything. And then Barbara told me this morning, she's like, the sniper thing was a was a hoax. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, it's a hoax.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had cut his uniform with a knife or something. And he said, so to cover that up, he created a sniper story.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, the sheriff's captain said the story was the deputy's statement was self-serving, didn't make a whole lot of sense, and no bullets were recovered from the scene. And there were many things that didn't add up. He was originally taken to the hospital for treatment, but then they saw no visible injuries. So that's some fine police work there, Lou. but, you know, at least they came out and said, hey, you know, this isn't okay. They did add, you know, due process and all that jazz. So, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
No comment, Jason.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, it's not time for that. I'm sorry. Jason, were you thrown by that?
No, I was not.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right. If I go to Florida, I don't think I'm going to a drive-thru. Because shit like this happens all the time, and I know it's going to lead to delays. Incensed that he did not receive his McDonald's food quickly enough, a 220-pound ex-con punched a female drive-thru employee in the face. That's according to Florida police, who arrested the man on multiple felony charges. According to the cops, Sherman Lee Brown, who's 34, slugged the victim during a 3:30 a.m. confrontation at a McDonald's in Leesburg, which is 45 miles north of Orlando. Brown was a passenger in his girlfriend's car when he became angry at the waiting time in the drive-thru lane. I think we've all been there, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, especially if you've ever been to Gym Boys. it's a hole in the ozone layer for me waiting there. Anyway, Brown, cops allege, exited the vehicle and began yelling at the occupants of the car in front of them. Upon reaching the drive-thru window, Brown then directed his ire at the McDonald's employees using derogatory words such as cracker and shouting that they hurry the fuck up. Now, the victim, cops say, told Brown that she was not going to serve him if he continued shouting and then asked the defendant to leave the property. With that, Brown asked to see the manager. Nope, sorry. He allegedly exited his girlfriend's car and threatened to hit the female worker. When she tried to close the drive-through sliding window, the cops charged that he struck her in the face.
What?
It knocked her glasses off and left her with an abrasion on her lip and redness and swelling on her right cheek and eye. Aided by surveillance video, police identified Brown as the suspect in the attack. The McDonald's worker picked him out of a photo lineup as well. He was charged with three felonies, including burglary and battery. Released from Lake County Jail after posting $29,000 bond, he is scheduled for arraignment in mid-September. Well, what? His rap sheet overflows with convictions, includes terms of incarceration in state prison and county jails. He's been convicted of domestic battery by strangulation, burglary, violating probation, aggravated stalking, violating a protective order, theft, marijuana possession, cocaine possession, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, resisting police, possession of controlled substances, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving without a license.
Man, he posted $29,000 bail.
Well, or the Pontsman did. Now, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Mary Westland is 62, and she was arrested for drunk driving. She asked cops if they wanted to place a bet on what she registered on the breathalyzer test.
Oh, fuck. I mean, when you're caught, you're caught. Might as well have fun with it.
Yeah. She was arrested near Florida's The Villages retirement community. Cops approached her Acura after receiving a report of a drunk female being present at the fire station. Excuse me.
She's trying to get some ass. She's like, I want some of that fireman ass.
Comps say she was impaired and had bloodshot, glassy eyes, and heavily slurred speech. As she screamed at the sheriff's deputy, the officer detected a strong odor of alcoholic beverages coming from her breath. Pro tip, don't scream at police and maybe they won't smell the alcohol on your breath. Just saying. Jason?
Yeah.
When police tried to put her in the patrol car, she reportedly struggled with the deputy and announced she was not going to jail. She was wrong. After being driven down to the county lockup, she submitted to two breath samples, but not before offering police a technician a 25-cent wager. She was convicted of drunk driving in 2015 and estimated that she would blow a 0.190. Legal blood alcohol content is 0.08. Now, the operator who did not accept the two-bit offer subsequently had her provide samples that registered her blood alcoholic content at 0.229 and then 0.210.
She don't have no liver left.
She was charged with drunk driving and resisting an officer, both misdemeanors, released from custody the following afternoon after posting $3,000 bond.
Yeah, that's nothing. That back's nothing.
She might want to give up the old license.
Yeah.
Just saying.
They get herself a golf cart.
They give up the damn alcohol.
It's all of that. So, anywho, that's it for Florida Corner. And we thank you. it's time for a follow-up. Remember the Iowa man whose child porn stash was discovered by Best Buy workers when he brought in a gravy-covered computer for repairs? Of course you do if you listen to this show. Because we talked about it. Well, he's pleaded guilty to charges for which he could be sentenced to a maximum of 20 years in prison. During a court appearance late last month, Robert Leo Watson, who's 54, copped to 10 child porn possession charges. Each count carries a maximum 2-year prison term and a minimum fine of $625. Watson, who's been in jail since his late April arrest, is scheduled for sentencing on December 26th in Des Moines. As detailed in a criminal complaint, his legal troubles began after he brought a damaged laptop into Best Buy for examination by Geek Squad members. The computer stopped functioning because he spilled gravy in the keyboard, rendering it unusable. I believe at that moment we talked about, if you know you've got child porn on your computer, just consider it a loss. Don't go to Best Buy. Pro tip. He purchased a replacement machine and paid an additional fee to get arrested. Well, essentially, to have the files on his used gravy-covered computer transferred to his newly purchased computer. It was during that file migration that they discovered the images, prompting them to contact police. Watson saved the child porn photos under filed names like 13-year-old and 14-year-old. So he's smart and a pedophile. During questioning, he confessed to downloading images of 4 or 5-year-olds that he felt were about to have sex.
What?
He claimed to have downloaded the photos because he wanted to tell other people about them. Well, now he can tell his cellmate.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he's pled guilty.
These are the guys that would need to be taken out of this. These are, man.
Well, and he is. So there you go. There's your follow up. There's your follow up, everybody. Let's get the heck out of here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Hold on. There we go. One thing at a time. I told you, the people of Plattsburgh were very angry and I had to split speak out over 3 shows.
Oh, yes.
It takes courage and respect for the common good to speak out. Get it? In order to shed light on harmful events that have and continue to take place at institutions. Truths get ignored, victims are shamed, and often retaliation takes place. The flagpole on your property could be bent in half. Letters could be sent to your workplace containing pure lies with hopes that your job would be terminated. Administrators will try to shut you down to keep secrets kept. Too bad most sheep in the know put their heads down and follow the herd. Time for change.
Sounds like a call to arms.
It does. Tragically, another beautiful dog got hit by a car on Cumberland Head Road. We as pet owners are responsible for their care, love, and safety. If you cannot fully and completely accept this responsibility, please don't own one.
Come on.
Yeah, how do you know it was a beautiful dog? Might have been an ugly dog.
It might have been a shitty dog.
Yeah.
Might have been an asshole.
I mean,
might have bit kids.
Doesn't mean it deserved to get hit by a car, but...
Nothing ever really deserves to get hit by a car. I mean...
I would argue the guy with the gravy-covered laptop deserves to get hit by a car.
Or 3.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Hey, fast food restaurant is leaving. Better get all up in arms over the decision and demand they stay or demand a new restaurant chain come in. There's more to life than debating about the fat-laden chain restaurant food.
True that.
Signed, Angry Vegan 23. No. Last year, I wrote about the cigarette butt strewn about in front of the government center. I'm guessing the person in charge of cleanup must have gotten a job at CVPH. That's the hospital, by the way. The cigarette butts littering the ground just outside the main entrance are staggering.
Pick them up, goddammit.
Yeah, or make a stew with them, whatever.
And finally, I see the PR, that's the Press Republican, is once again the official newspaper of the New Jersey, New York, Giants and Jets. Large color articles about what Eli Manning had for lunch at training. They don't even play in New York State. Buffalo Bills are the only team playing in New York State in sparse coverage.
There's a point to be made there.
The Giants training camp is in Albany.
Oh.
Just saying. Here's this. Nobody cares about the Bills.
No, it's too sad. It's too bad.
Nobody cares.
Oh. Except for Bills fans.
Yeah, that one guy cares.
That's because no, they got shit else to do up there.
I say all my wife's family are all Buffalo fans. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And good on them.
They've been to games.
Good on them.
It's like Green Bay. Going to a game there is like going to Green Bay. Like
No, I have nothing against them, but yeah. Get over it, pal.
It's supposed to be fucking cold. As fuck.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's farther to go to Buffalo than it is to go to New Jersey from Plattsburgh. So FYI. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for telling a friend. And thanks for all you do to help support the show. So have a great weekend. Monday, grievances, they're coming up. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.